Christian News Bulletin. The Christian Post reports that Christian humanitarian aid organization World Help has launched a donation drive aiming to secretly provide 100,000 new Bibles to underground North Korean Christians by the end of the year. World Help President Vernon Brewer says there are never enough Bibles to keep up with demand, no matter how many they print and smuggle into the country. According to Eternity magazine, as part of its 200th anniversary celebrations, the Bible Society is giving away over 70,000 children's books telling the really good news of Christmas. Bible Society Australia's CEO, Greg Clark, commented, "Christmas is gift-giving time, and Bible Society is delighted to offer a really good gift to all Australians, the true story of Jesus." Crosswalk.com contributor Mike Napa writes that Christian leaders originally set aside the holy days of October 31 through November 2 as reminders for churches to pray. Prayers began when churches and communities gathered for the nighttime vigil on All Hallows' Eve, October 31. Prayer continued as saints and martyrs were remembered on All Hallows' Day, All Saints' Day, November 1, then on All Souls' Day, November 2, church bells rang to signal a day of prayer for deceased loved ones.